Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, afternoon, evening. Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast, which actually this week will become more of a fishing podcast. My name is Tim Fishman Emery. I am your host, as I am every week, and it is good to have you here. This week's podcast is going to feature me. Yes, just me, because we're going to talk about some different issues and some cool things that I actually got to experience in the last week. As you know, if you've been a member, a loyal follower of Fish Explorer, and even if you're not and you need to become one, you can go log on to www.fishexplorer.com. But anyways, if you are a member, you know what's been going on. Matt Snyder and I went to Orlando, Florida last week for the ICAST Fishing Show. And the ICAST Fishing Show is a show, it's a convention where all of the big names in fishing get together. Anybody who's anybody is there. We saw some of the most famous people in the fly fishing industry. I did shake hands with Flip Pallet. I get to meet Skeet Reese at the Eagle Claw booth. Edwin Evers was there. I got to drink with a gentleman by the name of Jamie Froelich, who was actually leading the Bassmaster Classic after the second day this year. That was a lot of fun. We actually spent stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning talking about fishing. So he is one of the elite series bass anglers. We also got to hang out with a guy named Cliff Pace, who was second place in, I believe, the 2006 or 2007 Bassmaster Classic. Now, you guys kind of sit there and going, isn't Tim a fly fisherman? Well, yeah, I really am a fly fisherman at heart. I have it in my blood, and I can tell you honestly, for those of you out there, I don't spin fish very much. I don't bait cast. Bait casting is very foreign to me. When I get somebody puts a bait caster in my hand, I usually have a big bird's nest. So, you know, bait casting in me, I just don't know how to do it. I need to learn. I really do. I do love the top water bite, so if I can throw a poppers, love it, on both fly rods and conventional rods. But as I sat there drinking with these guys at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, these Bassmaster Elite Series pros, we started talking about the differences and what is the difference, what makes a Bassmaster Elite really a Bassmaster Elite. And, you know, they said optimization of their time, knowing how to fish, knowing where to be, knowing when to change. That was their key. They said, you got to know when to change. You got to be ready. You got to be adaptable. Because Jamie Froelich said, you know, after the second day of the Classic, he was up, you know, by 2.5 pounds or something. And he went back to the same place and just could not find a fish. After 2 days of great tournament fishing, and even before that, he had huge practice days. He's not sure why. He thinks it was had something to do with the weather, but he just couldn't figure it out. So he had to adjust, and he did not take that adjustment early enough to figure it out. So that was his issue. He ended up 8th in that Bassmaster Classic, from 1st to 8th in like a day and a half. And he was kind of bummed out, but, you know, he said that's what fishing's all about. So, you know, as fly fishermen, we have to take that and realize we need to change as well. And I'm one that is a very slow proponent of change. My attitude when I fly fish has always been that the fish will hit. I just have to present it better or move to go find the fish. I don't need to change that much. And I think I'm starting to believe that I may be a little bit wrong in that motion. I still do believe fishing and fly fishing in Colorado is a lot about changing areas to catch more fish, changing positions, changing angles of the cast to really get a better drift. And that is what is going on when my fly fishing starts to slow down a little bit. You know, I've got to find a different place to see what's going on. And these Bassmaster Elite Series guys were telling me that's exactly what they do. So think about that. If you're out in a boat fishing, you know, whatever you're doing, if you're not getting something, change it up, change tactics, change techniques, you know, change trolling speeds. You know, I don't troll very much, and I don't know how to troll. The times I've trolled in the boat is just hanging out and waiting for something to hit. But, you know, Nate and Stephanie and Zielinski will tell you all the time there's a huge amount of skill involved, and I believe them. I know there's a huge amount of skill involved in that. So that is the type of stuff that I got to do last week. Now, not only did I get to hang out and drink and you know, rub shoulders with these guys, because there were some other famous guys there that I saw and said hi to. Bill Dance, Roland Martin, Jimmy Houston was there. You know, Flip Hallett, we already said. Jose Wahebe and I kind of missed each other, but he was there. Steve Rajeff from G. Loomis, who I've gotten to know a little bit over the years, who's one of the best fly casters in the world, was there. So it was definitely an interesting show. Plus, we got to see all kinds of new stuff. You know, there are baits out there, there are soft plastics out there that companies claim reflect more ultraviolet light and will look better in the water. And they showed us under the ultraviolet light why theirs was different. And it was soft plastics and why they should work out that way. In fact, they gave me a couple to try. I haven't tried them yet because, you know me, I don't really go out there and use these soft plastics because I don't know how. But I am going to give them to one of my buddies to try out. It's called the Tight Lines Lure Company. And Tight Lines out of Maryville, Missouri. So go check out email is or website is. But it's Tight Lines Lure Company, so go look that up. I was going to say Anglers Inn, but that's just another lodge that got hooked up with these guys. But they gave me these ultraviolet, cool little lures, or little soft plastics. So that was really cool. We got to hang out with a company called Tough Stuff, which is a line company that is coming out with some great new products, some great fishing lines that you will have to see. We'll get out some to the members to check them out, but it's Tough Stuff, all girls, owned by ladies, actually, which is really a cool thing to see. Let's see, what else did we cool? Matt found, you know, Matt has real rough feet because he wears flip-flops all the time, especially on the boat. He found a company called O'Keefe, and they have this lotion that you're supposed to put on your feet and your hands if you've got bad cracking positions. So O'Keefe's, I believe it's O-K-E-E-F-F-E-E, I believe, is the website. So go check them out. I'll put some links on the end of this at the following section for some of the cool things that I thought Fish Explorer people would like to go check out. So that was really kind of the week. And the reason we were really down there was Fish Explorer's becoming a big popular name, and you guys are all a part of it, and that's why that's happened. And we're trying to make a push out of Colorado and going to go to other areas. So we, in order to do that, we need money. We need help. We need to find advertisers. We need to take care of advertisers. And hopefully you're listening to this. And if you see any advertisers on our site and you go see them, like Wolford Mountain Campground, go up there, tell them that we sent you. Tell these people that you heard about us on fishexplorer.com. If you go into a car dealership, say, yeah, fishexplorer.com, that it's a great website. You should check it out. You know, take advantage of that. Give it to us to help you out, because the more money we have, the better our site gets. The more fishing that Matt and I and Dave can do, and of course that means better things for you. So, fishexplorer.com is doing fantastic things right now. So that's the real reason we went to Florida and ICAST. Now, most of you guys are sitting there going, okay, you've talked and talked and talked about this stuff, but here's one of the big things, and we're going to talk about this the next couple weeks. Fly fishermen and regular conventional fishermen have always been known not to really get along. Well, we've seen that change on our website on fishexplorer.com. And why? Why would we see that change? Is it because the people are becoming smarter, people becoming more educated? I think, you know, that has a lot to do with it, because I really think that Fish Explorer guys, conventional and fly, need to get together, need to figure this out, because I'm going to quote Chad LaChance again. somewhere in between the fly fishermen and the conventional guys is a holy grail of fishing, and that's where we're going to catch the most fish. So we need to start getting along. We need to start sharing ideas. The fly fishermen out there need to realize that the spin fishermen have got it dialed in. You guys, conventional guys, know how to work the bait, know how to get that reaction strike, know how to find that fish. And we need to take advantage of that. We need to read your blogs. We need to read your forum posts and figure that out and use that to our advantage. For you conventional guys, you guys need to realize that fly fishing has a whole different world to it. There's presentation, there's skill, and not saying that there's not skill in conventional. There's different sets of skills in presenting that fly to a fish to create the illusion that fish is actually going to eat a real meal. You know, conventional fishing, you're getting a reaction strike. That fish is pissed that something's in there. It's mad. It kind of gets it going. It's a primal instinct. Fly fishermen are really feeding that fish. We're feeding them. You know, white clousers are imitating shad. Elk hair caddis, of course, imitates a caddis. Blue-wing olive nymphs look like blue-wing olives. That's not a very good example, but, you get the point. We're trying to feed the fish exactly what they're eating. We're matching the hatch. That is the key. So we need to take both these and learn from each other. So that is the reason this is so much fun out there. If you're a boat guy, you've got plenty of room to carry a fly rod with you. Fishing gets good and you're having a great day and you see the fish are really hungry, throw the fly rod out there. See what it's like to catch a 6-7 pound bass on a fly rod. It's a hoot. It's like catching a 3 pound bass on a real light tackle, 4 or 5 pound test. That's really the key. So if you're a spin fisherman, conventional guy, and you want to learn about fly fishing, just ask. Just come out and say, hey, how do I do this? And for us conventional guys, fly guys, we need to get out of our comfort zone and come over and see what you guys are doing and really learn how to do it the other way, because that is where the middle ground is. So that is fantastic. Oh, I hope you guys are enjoying the shows and have been listening contently, because we're going to keep this going. We are going to talk a lot more in the future with the conventional guys and get some more bass fishermen and so forth. I did happen to meet Gary Loomis at the ICAST show. He's going to be one of our guests coming up here shortly, so that's going to be a cool thing. To change subjects on you. Big, cool event coming up is called the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam. Yep, we just changed tactics, if you didn't notice. South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam is coming up August 22nd. It is a fly fishing tournament on the South Platte in the middle of Denver. We are going to pair you up. If you're an amateur, we're going to pair you up with a pro, and we're going to go fish for 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon, catch as many carp as you can. I went down to the river the other afternoon right before this big storm and was looking at the river, and there were more 30-pound plus fish than I have ever seen. That's right, 30-pounders. I had never seen that many big fish. It was fantastic. So that's the Carp Slam coming up August 22nd. Go to carpslam.org for more information. That's carpslam.org. And for you true fly fishermen who have sat through this speech and my diatribe of the fishing industry, fishing in the mountains is on fire and perfect right now. I'm so wishing I was up there doing it right now. Every afternoon, every evening, the fishing is fantastic. The caddis are out. The mayflies are out. The PMDs. I have heard just fantastic things, and it's been so wet, the dries are just still going on. Haven't seen the hoppers getting close to the water yet, but they'll start coming in certain places where it's been a little bit drier. You'll start seeing the hoppers come here in the next couple weeks, and fishing's going to last all the way through the fall until it really gets cold, because there's so much water up there. The gauges are still high. There's still rain been coming down. It's just a fantastic time to be fishing. I wish I could be up there right now doing it, but I am in Denver hanging out, doing work, and trying to make a living. So that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Fishing Podcast here on FishExplorer.com. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it and listened. We will be talking to a guy named Kenneth Andrus next week, who is from ASA, which is the American Sports Fishing Association, who is one of those guys who is really on the leading edge of the fly fishing world, or actually the conventional world, and really going to make a difference and hopefully bring fishing to the front of everybody's minds and really even push it to the next level. So, like always, if you have questions or comments about the podcast, please email me at tim@fishexplorer.com. And again, if you know any advertisers on the site, go say hi for us. Tell them we really appreciate it. And if you don't know any advertisers on the site, go look around and you'll see some. Jed's from is on Chatfield. If you need any boat repair or canvas repair for your boats, go talk to Jed. You'll see his stuff. And, you know, in the meantime, if you want to advertise or you know somebody who may want to advertise to hit a demographic of loyal, true fishermen, make sure you contact me at tim@fishexplorer.com. Thanks a lot. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll talk again next week. In the meantime, make sure you go out and go fishing.